Good afternoon, this is Ketril Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. And well, I'm here with Professor Ross Taylor, who has set up the Intra-University Institute for Data Intensive Astronomy, or IDEA. And there's some very exciting breaking news been going on here in Cape Town, where a collaboration of UCT and UWC academics have come up with some really, really interesting findings about supermassive black holes. Good afternoon, Russ.
Good afternoon, Ketril.
Well, I'm going to just hand over to you, and you must tell us, what is this story about supermassive black holes aligning in a direction? How can a black hole align at all?
It's an extremely good question, and it's an extreme puzzle. What we found was we made a very deep, my meaning a very sensitive, long exposure radio image of a certain direction in the universe that allowed us to see back about half the age of the universe to what things were like back then. And this is the kind of experiment, by the way, that the Meerkat telescope that we're building here in South Africa will be the best in the world to do. Really looking back in time to find out what the universe was like. So this is sort of a preview of what we're going to be able to see with instruments like Meerkat. And what we found was a very amazing and astounding result that there's a region of space where all of the galaxies that have supermassive black holes, and we know they have supermassive black holes because they're creating these massive jets that are visible at radio waves. They're called radio galaxies because they have these jets. And these jets, in fact, are the largest structures that we know about in the universe. They're larger than galaxies themselves. They go off into the space between the galaxies. And what we found was that there's a region where the radio jets being produced by these supermassive black holes are all pointing in the same direction.
So a jet is a kind of linear thing, isn't it? It's like a line that comes out from an object.
That's exactly right. If you imagine yourself standing in a garden with two garden hoses pointing in opposite directions, spitting out streams of water, that's what these black holes are doing. They're spinning very rapidly, and so they have a north and a south pole, just like the Earth does in its spin. And along the north and the south pole, these extremely energetic jets are being emitted, and the material in those jets are traveling very close to the speed of light, and they light up their part of the universe. So
you're detecting these with observatories on the Earth, and these jets are all kind of pointing in the same direction. So do all black holes have jets which point in the same direction, or just this particular cluster that you've examined?
Well, this is the only piece of sky that we've examined this way, and what we see is about a dozen galaxies in a region of the sky that's about, you know, the size of two or three full moons, all pointing in the same direction. We aren't able to look outside that because that's the only, with this telescope, that's we can only see that little piece of the universe. And to look outside that, we really do need something like Meerkat. But in that little picture, this is what we found. And it might be that this phenomenon happens everywhere, that if we expand that picture to a larger piece of the sky, we'll see these vast alignments of galaxies on large scales that we have not seen before because we couldn't make a radio telescope sensitive enough to see it.
And so for the listeners, Meerkat is going to be absorbed into the Square Kilometre Array. It's very much part of the SKA project. It's the first 64 dishes. Now, what I'm wondering is, could those jets all be aligned in a way that you get magnetic fields aligning? It's something similar to that. Or have we absolutely no clue?
We really don't have any clue, but what we can say, the alignment of the jets is really from the direction of the spinning black hole, and what determines the direction of that is the orientation of the spin. It's like a figure skater. You know, when they draw on their arms, they spin faster. The black holes used to be much larger in extent, but as they collapse to form a black hole, they began to spin very quickly. So the spin direction they have is really a remnant of the spin of the region of space that they were created in. And if we have a bunch of these all lined up over a vast region of space, it means that there used to be a very large volume of the universe all spinning in the same direction.
So in the same way, so you mean the kind of the matter in the universe, like the galaxies, stars, and the dust, it was all slewing around in a particular direction in a particular part of the universe?
Yeah, it's the matter that the galaxies and the black hole were created from.
So, okay.
You know, our idea is that the universe began in a Big Bang, and the conditions of the universe right after the Big Bang were almost totally featureless. It was just a glowing ball of gas, which one part of the pretty much the same as the other, just hot and glowing. And somehow the universe we live in now evolved from that initial smooth glowing ball into a highly structured thing. And so we're trying to understand how the structure of the universe actually was created, and this adds another wrinkle to that puzzle, because now we have to explain to ourselves how we get large spinning parts of the universe all sort of spinning in the same direction.
But it might be another piece of the puzzle. It might uncover more questions or answers. We just don't know right now.
Exactly. It's the nature of science is that you learn things, and what you learn in trying to explain them give you insights into other things. Mm-hmm. And I think probably this will teach us something about how the structure of the universe came to be, because we have this added thing that somehow is a piece of the puzzle.
And it's wonderful that this research is going on under our noses here in Cape Town in South Africa. Absolutely tremendous. And thank you very much for telling Fine Music Radio listeners about it. Professor Russ Taylor, thank you.
It was a great pleasure.
And if anybody wants to look at a very small part of the universe, Starwalks is running again. And you may like to have a look at the Fine Music Radio website. And I'll put something on the Looking Up SA podcast there. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.